on the bicycle riding, I was a maniac bicycle rider, and I really got along good with the bikers, because I was the only one riding a bicycle, and I could ride that thing fast now. Yeah. I mean, I was a fast rider. I mean, yeah. I always sprinted, I always chased cars, I chased women, of course, and when I caught up to them, I mean, it's like, what do I do now? You know, what do I do now? You know, so then I always, you know, would put the brakes on to where I usually wouldn't catch up to them, and I'd be waving to them and all that other stuff, you know, with my aviator's cap on, ribbons flying on the back. So the bikers would come into town, and on the side of my aviator's hat, it says Hell on Wheels, little patches, and it says Airborne and stuff like that. And in the bikers' world, they had an unwritten law, which the hippies respected, is whatever they wanted, they could take from me. So I knew that they would probably want my patches. Uh-huh. So when I knew the bikers were coming down, because they used sorts, sometimes they'd give notice, you know, the bikers are coming to the strip tonight, you know. There'd be, you know, 30 or 40 of them, you know, Devil's Disciples, and not any Hell's Angels. Once in a while, Hell's Angels God come in. Mostly Devil's Disciples, the Outlaws. That was the one. So what I do is I go down to the Army Surplus Store and buy me big old bags of Airborne's and Hell on Wheels patches. So when they come down, you know, they'd be scoping out my helmet and say, wow, I really like that Hell's on Wheels patch. You know, or I'd look on their vest, the colors, and I wouldn't see a Hell on Wheels patch. And I said, why, you don't have a Hell on Wheels patch? They said, no, I sure don't. And I says, wow, I got one waiting for you. So you want one? You need two? You know, your buddy doesn't have one either, you know. So gosh, you know. So I hand out these patches before they could take them off my my aviator's cap.
And make a friend.
make a friend. And I'd hand out joints. I said, wow, welcome to the strip. I'd hand them a joint, something killer. You know, I knew it would just make them happy as a clam. Uh-huh. And so they would ride around, and they do these circuits around where the hippies were. You know, all these guys in the ape hangers and loud motorcycles. And what they allow me to do, they call me little brother. And so, the second rider, you know, that was riding behind them, you know, on the same motorcycle, would reach out their arm, and they'd drag me around with the motorcycle gangs. And, you know, pull me on my bicycle.
Oh.
Yeah, they'd pull me on my,
They'd
pull me on my bicycle. And so I get to ride in the middle of these all these bikers and stuff like that, with just a bicycle, you know, just getting pulled around. It was great. It was so much fun.
Nobody's going to bother you then. And then they word would get around, too. Said, so, you know, he's friends with the bikers.
The bikers love me. Oh, yeah, the bikers love me. Oh, yeah. No, I was always on good terms. You know, I knew all the motorcycle, different brands and this and that. And I'd ask them about the different motors. And, you know, I said, you know, when I grow up to be a real biker, you know, I want a motorcycle like you. But right now, I'm a bicyclist, you know. So I would have never gotten a motorcycle because I like speed too much.
Yeah.
You know, with a bicycle, you're pretty much limited, you know, about 30 miles, 40 miles per hour, maybe a 50 mile per hour behind a bus. But, you know, pretty much limited. I popped some really nice wheelies. I was very good at wheelies. Very good at wheelies. So, anyway, it was so much fun. It was so much fun.